Now in our studios is from 50 North, it's Craig Swenson. Good morning, Craig. Good
morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Ah, good. Spring is almost here. We've got like one day of winter left, and then tomorrow spring arrives. And the good news is summer by Saturday. So we've got one day of spring this year.
Fantastic. I'll take it.
What's going on this month at 50 North?
50 North? Well, we're going to try and take advantage with a few of our programming for outside, which will be great. A few things that are actually pretty big at 50 North that's going to be happening this month. We've got our annual meeting that's going to be on Thursday, April 20th, 1 p.m. That annual meeting will be talking about the successes of 2022, and then we'll also be looking at the different goals and things that we're looking forward to 2023.
All right.
And talk about all the different great things that 50 North has got planned.
Now, do you deliver the State of the North speech?
That will be Carrie, our executive director, wonderful executive director.
All right. That's April the 20th.
April 20th.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then 50 North does have a volunteer recognition that is also coming up later this month. That volunteer recognition is huge for 50 North because 50 North wouldn't be able to run without our volunteers. We've got wonderful volunteers that help us out with multiple different aspects of 50 North, with some of our groups that we have at 50 North, along with many parts of our different programming for it. So just keep your eyes open for that volunteer recognition day. Make sure you get there because we want to recognize you for all your great work that you've done at 50 North. And along with down at the Use the Bit Shop, we do have a few volunteers that go down to the Use the Bit Shop, which is through 50 North, and they do such an amazing job for us.
Yeah, they've got folks. If you've never been there, stop on in. All kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
And just a little bit of everything there.
When we moved back to Northfield, that's where we got all our furniture from.
Yeah.
It was great.
All right. What else you have to
add? We also have a great performance coming up. Sylvia Langworthy will be producing Under the Milkwood performance on Thursday, April 27th and Friday, April 28th at 3 p.m. $10 for adults. And then if you have any children under the age of 10, $5 for the children for it. So
okay.
Great program.
Yeah, good deal.
Sylvia always does amazing performances.
Oh, good, good.
We've got also coming up to take advantage of the outdoors. We've got pickleball that will be happening down at the Riverside Park on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We do have our paddles available. We'll have balls available. We'll have myself available if you have any questions or concerns on how to play pickleball. Biggest thing for us is we try not to make it too competitive. We just have fun when we're down there.
You know, 76 and sunny on Tuesday. So dress appropriately, folks.
Make sure to bring a water bottle.
Bring a water bottle. Once again, we're just diving straight into summer from here. Wow, you got a good day for that.
We canceled it this week because we were a little leery of the flooding that might be happening with the river. So that we canceled it this week, but we will for sure have it starting next week.
And high and dry
Tuesdays
and beautiful.
And
good stuff. All right.
One thing also to point out is I am looking for a volunteer lead for the pickleball group that would be meeting on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. So if you're interested with that, make sure to contact me at 50 North. Very simple. Get a roster of the individuals. Make sure people are abiding by the rules, having fun, smiles are on their face, and an emergency comes up. You know how to take care of the emergency.
Yeah, you know, and that in situations like this, I've worked with another number of organizations and such. Don't not show up. If you don't show up, they make you in charge of something. So
I love that.
So play some pickleball. Put that on your calendar for Tuesday. I'm sure you'll have a volunteer that will be glad to take the lead on that.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so. We also will be having an informational meeting later on this month for a walking group. The walking group will be led by Marie Fredrickson, a well-known instructor here at 50 North. They'll be talking about the multiple different days that she'll be doing the walking group. One day that they'll be going to St. Olaf, and then the other day they'll be going to the Carlton Arb and walking through. So we're looking at Mondays and Fridays is the days that we're looking for. But the informational meeting for that will be on April 28th at 8 a.m. So if you're interested in the walking group, make sure to sign up or actually come to our meeting that we have on April 28th at 8 a.m.
All right.
We also have some great programming coming up for the health and wellness. We have Sleep 101 on Friday, April 7th from 9 to 10 with Stacy Zell, who is from the respiratory she's a respiratory therapist from the Sleep Center at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. I have had the privilege of actually being in Stacy's classes that she's done at 50 North, and it's amazing to learn the different things that we need to be doing for us to get a good, rounded, well sleep at night and try to get that 8 hours.
I need to get sleep lessons myself. I don't always get the 8 hours, but if I did get 8 hours, I'd be late to work every day.
So. Yes. So that's a very imperative program that we have coming up. Another great program is the benefits of having healthy feet. Your feet are very important to you for stability, walking, coordination. So ways to get your feet to stay healthy, stay strong. That's going to be on Wednesday, April 12th at 9 a.m. Another great programming that we've had to push back a little bit. We actually had it back, I believe in November we were going to do it. But with all the snowstorms that we were having, we finally said, you know what, we're going to push it to April.
Mm-hmm.
Aging and Fall Conversation on Wednesday, April 26th from 2 to 3 p.m. This will be with Nancy Carroll. We'll be talking about falls and what can we do in our homes to help out. You know, talk about your insecurities with falls and, you know, see what other people are talking about with falls and what they do to help themselves with falls and aging around their home, because we all want to stay independent as much as we can. So it's very, very important to have that conversation with individuals, and if you, especially if you're going to have that conversation, have a conversation with your peers. So we'll have that on, again, April 26th from 2 to 3 p.m. is that class. We've also got some great program coming up with Protect Yourself from Fraud. I cannot tell you how many thousands of times I have heard people coming in and saying, hey, I just got a phone call saying that my Social Security number has expired.
What? Yeah.
You know, and it's scary. You know, some of these people sound very legit of all the different information that they're telling them, and they get some information that is very imperative that makes it sound like it's actually factual. So we have that class on Wednesday, April 26th at 1 to 2:30 p.m. Make sure to come for that class because it is a great class to understand the different things that are out there and make sure that you don't get into those traps of those frauds that are out there right
now. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great trips that are also coming up. We've got on May 15th, we've got our trip to the History Theater. Not the History Theater, sorry. May 15th, we're actually going to Lake Pepin, which is in Wisconsin. We're going to have a day's worth in Lake Pepin. That will be starting at 9 a.m., going to about roughly 4:30 in the afternoon. Only $80 for that. We do have one coming up for the History Theater, and I've heard a lot of other organizations around Northfield are going to get on the same bandwagon for it. The Defeat of Jesse James at the History Theater on Thursday, May 25th from 6 to 11 p.m., Michelle Loken, one of our program coordinators, will be actually leading that. And again, it's only going to be $80 for that program.
And where's that at again?
That is at the History Theater.
Okay.
So up in the cities.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like a good program.
It will be a great one, especially, you know, with the ties that we have down here.
Sure.
To Jesse James, and it would be a great way to make sure that people have a fun time learning a little bit more about Defeated Jesse James.
Yeah, absolutely.
So great programming happening at 50 North.
All right. Well, Craig, thank you so much for coming in today. We sure appreciate it. Thanks for all the stuff that you do for 50 North and Northfield's senior population. Much appreciated. We'll talk to you next one.
Thanks so much, Chef.
Craig Swenson, once again from 50 North, stops in once a month, the first Thursday of each month, and lets us know what's happening at Northfield's 50 North.